Hello everyone, today we're talking about lazy keto. So I'm going to go through my understanding of what it is and why I don't even think you should be trying to do it. I make these videos because I want to help people to better understand how their mental health and physical health come together to generate an overall sense of well-being. So lazy keto is a form of trying to do a ketogenic lifestyle where I can eat whatever I want as long as I keep my carbs under a certain level. So the first problem I have with that is the nutrient density and quality of the food that you would be eating. If I'm fueling myself today with a chocolate bar, and even if I make sure that I eat just enough of that chocolate bar that I'm not going over my daily allowance, my first concern is the nutrient density is very low, and then I wouldn't be able to eat enough to feel satiated. So am I living the rest of my day hungry? It's a very bad idea to go through day after day after day feeling hungry. Now, the second issue that I have is that when we do an if it fits your macro style eating, even if our macro count is at a certain level, if I'm eating something that's full of refined sugars and grains, and then the quality of what I'm giving my body again comes into question. If we're trying to solve metabolic issues, the quality of the food that you're ingesting matters, because these are the nutrient blocks that we're going to be using to build the body you're going to have down the road. It really becomes important for you to pay close attention to the quality of the food that you're eating. The other issue that I have with lazy keto, when we talk about the ketogenic lifestyle, a lot of what comes down to is trying to make good decisions about the food you're eating so that the quality that you're eating rises. So when we take out most of the carbohydrate laden foods, which then of course does eliminate packaged foods because they're refined and they're, so if I'm aiming myself at whole foods, which is what a ketogenic lifestyle is aiming you towards, even a low carb lifestyle is aiming you towards whole foods. A paleo lifestyle is aiming you towards whole foods. When we're looking at a lot of the diets that are considered healthy, they aim you towards whole foods. So my issue with lazy keto is that it allows for a lot of packaged foods that at the end of the day, we still don't know how the food companies is qualifying, for example, whole grain. When you read whole grain on a package, you're thinking that it's a good thing, but unfortunately the percentage of actually whole grain that they have to put in to call it whole grain is sad. They don't necessarily need to have the entire product be made from whole grain. They can put a small percentage of each of the particles that makes something a whole grain in there and then call the whole product whole grain. So even when we're trying to do our best and choosing quality foods, if it's processed, we're not guaranteed that it's quality food. My goal here is for you to be able to make a decision for yourself based on good information. And in order to have that good information, it means that you're going to be able to take a decision that whatever I'm eating today is creating the body I'm going to have in a month, 2 months, a year, 2 years. And if I understand that, am I using prepackaged easy foods? Because that's when I hear lazy keto, I'm really hearing packaged foods. I'm hearing, you know, fast food restaurants. I'm hearing, and don't get me wrong, if you need to eat and the only option you have is that, that's one story. If you're planning to eat and that's the way you're planning every meal, to me, that's a different story. I do believe that lazy keto possibly is coming out of fear of failure. And why I say that is, if I don't think I can do something, then I won't even try because I'm afraid to fail. Versus if I believe I can do something, I'm going to give it a shot. Well, a fully ketogenic lifestyle, and I'm saying fully, like if there's a difference, but a ketogenic lifestyle in theory is aiming people at taking their carbohydrate count low. And the best way that you can do that is by eating whole foods, because then you really know what's in there. I know how many carbs is in a green pepper. I know how many carbs is in a certain weight of lettuce. Like you just know, you can weigh it and find out. When you have even a keto-friendly bar, you don't know for sure that what's in there is what's in there, because you just get a list of ingredients. You don't know the percentage of each of those things and what's what. You're trusting a lot of your health to a company, versus trusting it to what you know you prepared yourself. So this fear of failure, I do believe, pushes people to try to go the quote-unquote easy route because they're afraid they wouldn't be able to do something that looks hard. And I say looks hard because keto isn't really that hard. Low carb isn't really that hard. The same way that you feed yourself, you just leave the carbs off the plate. It's not that hard. But it sounds scary because it's new and it's different and not the whole world isn't doing it today. But believe it or not, go back 300, 400 years, the whole world was doing it, right? Go back 1,000 years, the whole world was doing it, right? So it's a matter of perspective. Am I able to eat vegetables and meats, quality meats? Am I able to have nuts and cheeses rather than chips and pretzels? Yeah, we can all do that. Do you believe in yourself that you can do that? That's the question. Are you willing to invest in yourself that you can? So fear of failure. I think that's the other reason that we sometimes lean towards lazy keto versus doing just regular. And again, I'm lazy versus another reason that I feel like people want to do lazy keto versus keto, ketogenic lifestyle that's more widely spoken about is because they're afraid to give up things. And this comes back to this whole idea that people want to be like everybody else. Why do I have to suffer? If you look at what you're doing as suffering, then you're going to be questioning why do I have to suffer? And you're going to look for an easy way out, which is going to, again, pull that lazy keto idea in, that this idea that I could just eat what I want but eat less of it. You know what? Of course, you can do whatever you want. You could eat whatever you want. You don't have to do keto at all. The thing that I'm trying to point out is that if I start a lifestyle and right away in starting the lifestyle, I say, well, I'm going to do it, but I'm only doing it halfway, right? So I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it lazy. Then I'm already setting myself up to fail in the first place. I'm already setting myself up to feel like I'm deprived. I'm already setting myself up to feel like this is more work than it's worth. If I go into it thinking I'm going to do all the tricks, so I'm going to go to restaurants and just take the bun off, if I'm going to eat keto bars and all this kind of stuff, if that's the way that you're looking to do this diet regime, because it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. If that's the way you're walking into this lifestyle, you're already telling yourself that you can't do it. Whatever I tell myself is what I'm going to do. If I tell myself I can't do it, I won't do it. If I want to be like everybody else, then I have to accept that I'll be unhealthy like everybody else. If I want to be healthy, then I might need to make some changes because I'm recognizing that my body needs these changes. Rather than do lazy keto, focus on being healthy. And when I'm focused on being healthy, what foods do I choose? When I'm focused on being healthy, what things do I drink? When I'm focused on being healthy, do I cook for myself or do I go to the restaurant all the time? And I'm not saying you can't go to restaurants, but am I going to a fast food restaurant or am I going to a restaurant where I can choose my vegetables, choose my meats, choose my. I still can't necessarily choose my oils. I'm not going to know every little thing in the sauces. But again, am I doing that every day? What I'm trying to suggest is that in order for you to be healthy, and we need to decide, am I doing this for my health or am I just lazily trying to lose weight? It makes a difference. I think that lazy should be reserved for things that we don't care about. If you want to be lazy on your day off because you're not really planning to do anything, if you want to be lazy about how, you're. I'm not even sure what I could label that to be lazy about because I care about so many things. But, if I was going to take a day off, then maybe being lazy wouldn't bother me. But am I ever taking a day off from my health? See, there I feel like that's a problem. My health is something that I'm building every single day of my life. So, what makes me feel like it's okay to take a day off from that? What makes you think it's okay to take a day off from that? We don't get to take a day off from parenting. We're always the parent. Why do we think we get to take a day off from taking care of ourselves? Right? No, we don't. You matter. So, the same way that you wouldn't take a day off from parenting, right? You don't take a day off from taking care of yourself. Every day matters. If you want to have something fun to eat, have something fun to eat, but understand that that's going into building the body that you're going to have next month, next year, 2 years from now. So build it wisely. But lazy keto, I don't believe that anybody should be investing their time and energy into lazy keto because from what I understand about lazy keto, you're not focusing on your metabolic issues, you're not focusing on your health in the future, so nutrient density in your food so that you can build the best possible body. What I understand with lazy keto is it's about hitting those macros so that you can lose weight. But you know what? We can lose weight in a lot of ways that are just not healthy, and we've seen this over the years. Yo-yo dieting, beating our bodies up. Don't do that to yourself. If you're gonna invest in being keto, invest in quality foods that's gonna help you to build the best body so that you can live your best life, so you can have fun with your children, fun with your family, fun with your friends, energy at work. Build the best body. Really, all you're trying to do in a ketogenic lifestyle is keep your carbs low. That's it. Keep your carbs low. The protein and the fats usually work themselves out. Keep your carbs under 20 and live your best life. So I hope you learned something. I hope you enjoyed this video. Thank you for watching Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet, and I can't wait to talk to you in the next video.